Morning.
大家早晨.
And Happy New Year.
新年快樂.
Thank you so much for inviting our family back to the church celebrating 25th anniversary.
好多謝你哋邀請我同我嘅家人翻嚟同你哋一齊慶祝25週年堂慶.
My family truly feels honored for your invitation, and all of us are really excited to be back to see your faces again and to say hello.
得到你哋嘅邀請，我哋一家人都感到好榮幸，我哋都好興奮翻嚟見到每一位.
In my office next to my computer, I have a picture of a group photo that was taken on the last day of my service at SBPG.
喺我辦公室，我個電腦旁邊咧有一張團體合照，係我當日喺度最後一日服務嘅時候，我哋一齊嘅合照.
I look at it almost every day when I walk into my office, and it never fails to bring joy to my heart seeing all of your smiles.
每一日我行入我辦公室咧，我都睇到呢一張相，每一次我都係發出係好喜悅嘅微笑.
Since I left over a year and a half ago, I had thought about so many things I wanted to say if I was to ever see you guys again.
喺1年半之前我離開呢度嘅時候，我曾經諗過，如果我再翻嚟，我要同你哋講乜嘢？
But I believe two words amply summarize everything that I wanted to say.
但我相信有兩個字已經足夠係包括我想講嘅嘢。
Thank you.
多謝.
You have been such an amazing blessing to our family in the most critical time of our transition.
當我家庭係經歷過係好重要嘅轉變嘅時候，你哋成為我哋嘅祝福。
First for me and Naomi, transition from Korean church and its culture to learning and embracing Cantonese church and the culture.
首先係我同我太太由韓國嘅教會轉嚟呢個廣東人嘅教會，我學習亦都係認識你哋嘅文化。
For my children, Sindhu and Moses, growing from being children into youth.
而我嘅孩子 Cindy 同埋 Moses， 佢哋由 兒童長大成為青少年。
An idea was born in this church, and she's growing and bonding well with her sister Koyo.
Adia 咧喺呢間教會出世嘅，咁佢一路成長，佢同佢姐姐 Koyo 相處得好好。
All of us are grateful for your love and support throughout our time here.
我哋係衷心感謝你哋對我哋嘅愛以及支持。
And we ask God to bless you for being such a blessing to us.
我哋都係祈求神係一路係保守你哋，因為你對我哋係一個好大嘅祝福。
Let's lift this time into the Lord's hands through prayer.
讓我哋將呢個時間係禱告交俾神。
Father, thank you so much for blessing our church. This is our 25th anniversary.
天父，好感謝你係保守呢一個教會，我哋係進入25週年。
We have gone through many changes.
我哋經歷好多轉變.
Many trials and adversities.
好多試煉，好多嘅危機.
But you have kept this church.
但係你一路係保守呢個教會.
With your faithfulness and your love.
以你嘅信實同埋你嘅慈愛.
We want to commit this time into your hands.
我哋將呢個時間係交託俾你，交到你手。
We pray that you will open our minds and our hearts to hear what you have to say to us this morning. Bless us, we pray. And use me for your work this morning. In Christ's name, we all pray. Amen.
Amen.
The text that we read this morning is generally accepted as written at the end of first century, around AD 96, by Apostle John.
我哋今朝所讀嘅經文咧，大致上都係認為喺第一世紀末，大約係主後96年咧，由信徒約翰所寫嘅。
If we do the calculation between the dates when the first church was established to the actual date of this letter.
假如我哋計算呢封信所寫嘅日期，以及第一間教會建立嘅時間，
we can see that the primary audience of this letter are most likely second-generation Christians rather than the first Christians.
我哋睇到呢封信 的對象呢是第二代的教徒，不是第一代的基督徒。
First Christians who had paved the way for Christianity to take root through their enduring faith.
第一代的信徒呢，他們是打好穩固的基礎。
What is fascinating yet practical about this letter is learning the characteristics and challenges of next generation of believers.
這封信奇妙而獨特的地方呢，就是他是讓我們明白到第二代信徒他獨特的性質和他們所面對的挑戰。
Who had probably inherited better established church.
他們可能是承傳了更加好的教會。
For example, I speculate that the theological issues were more advanced.
舉例來說，我估計呢，神學上是有更進步的發展。
And with passing of time,moral rules and conducts are better established.
而隨著時間的發展呢，道德的範疇啊，佢嘅各樣嘅行為咧，係建立得更加好嘅。
With perhaps more developed church governance.
咁管理教會方面就做得更加完善啦。
So, what are the characteristics and challenges of next generation of believers?
咁第二代嘅信徒，佢哋嘅特質係乜嘢咧？佢哋面對嘅挑戰亦都係乜嘢咧？
Through the letter written to the seven churches, we're able to identify the issues, and among them is the matter written to the church at Ephesus, which we will be looking at this morning.
透過佢寫俾教會嘅啲信咧，我哋睇到佢嘅問題所在。而今日我哋集中咧就係睇寫俾以弗所教會嘅信。
The map on the screen shows us many provinces of Rome in the first century.
喺地圖上，我哋睇到第一世紀咧。在羅馬是有很多的省份。
Each letter from the Revelation is written to each city marked with green.
每一封信呢是寫給每一個城市，而那些城市呢是用綠色做標記的。
Seven cities in all.
總共有七個城市。
But as you can see, there are more than seven cities on the map.
但你看到地圖上面是不止七個城市的。
So we can safely presume Apostle John's letter to the seven churches are symbolically representing all the churches spread across the Roman Empire.
因此我們可以估計，使徒約翰他寫給這個七間教會呢，是一個象徵，是代表當時羅馬帝國所有的教會。
Most of the ancient world, including John, seven is the number of completeness. So when John says seven spirits of God, In 1:5, John is not saying God has seven spirits, but he's stating complete presence of the Holy Spirit.
在当时的人呢，包括对约翰来讲呢，七这个数目字是代表完整。于是当约翰他在其中的经文讲话神之七灵呢，他不是讲紧神有七个灵，而是圣灵完整出现。
I'd like for us to pay attention to the golden lampstands because we didn't read that part, but that's in chapter 1, verse 20, and lampstands refers to the churches.
我想大家留意刚才我们没读到这个金灯台在第一节那
里。I believe the most important point of the text, though, is Christ's relationship with a local church.
这个经文最重要的地方呢，就是基督与当地的教会的关系。
This letter makes it very clear that Every local church belongs to Christ.
这封信很清楚让我们看到当地的教会呢是属于基督的。
Different designation of Christ for each church indicates that she is unique in its characteristics and its purpose for Christ.
基督指示每一间教会有它独特的任命，显示它是有其独特的功能。
We also notice in verse 1 that Christ is active in the affairs of the church.
在第一节我们留意到基督是很积极地参与当时的教会。
And he retains complete control over the church.
他也有完全的掌管。
And every individual local church, therefore, is valuable and significant.
因此当地每一间的教会呢，都是很宝贵的，也是很独特的。
Because of Christ's activity through it,
因为基督的参与,
and also because Christ's involvement in personally examining and correcting her attitude and her conduct.
亦都因为基督亲自的督责以及纠正佢的态度同埋行为。
So let's now focus on Church of Ephesus.
让我们集中睇以弗所的教会。
What is she doing well, and What are her flaws?
有啲咩做得啱，亦都有啲咩系做错嘅咧？
What is Jesus asking her to do about it, and what are her rewards if she corrects them?
耶稣要佢哋点样改进咧？如果佢哋做得啱，佢有咩奖赏咧？
Due to time constraints, I would not be able to answer all the questions I just raised, so I encourage you to read the text to find the answers for yourself.
由於時間的關係，我剛才所提出的問題，我沒辦法給到答案你們，但是我希望大家是用心去看個經文，你自己去找答案。
However, I do want to focus on what I believe is key part of the text, which deals with the church's critical shortcomings.
我想集中講的是經文裡面最主要的論點，就是教會有嚴重的缺點。
Significant enough for Jesus to remove the church from its location and function in the kingdom of God.
這些缺點是明顯到令到耶穌是將它拿走，並且廢去它在神的國度的功能。
The text is Revelation chapter 2, verse 4.
經文是在啟示錄第二章四節。
And I have written two different translations.
我是抽出兩個不同的翻譯。
See, reading from the second translation makes this passage absolutely clear as to the nature of the love that is being lost.
在第二個翻譯嗰度咧，我哋睇到好清楚係點樣失去神嘅愛。
It is our love for God that was lost.
呢個係講我哋對神嘅愛。
However, careful reading of the first translation leaves open the possibility that what is lost may not be our love for God, but rather God's love for us.
但是假如你細心睇第一個翻譯咧，你會睇到好可能所指嘅咧，唔係我哋對神嘅愛，而係神對我哋嘅愛。
You might ask, is this really important?
你可能會問係咪咁緊要啊？
Let me offer you a certain version of how this passage is understood, and how it can impact the nature of the gospel and our worship of God.
讓我以不同的方式去解讀，讓大家更加明白這個經文怎樣影響福音的本質，以及我們對上帝的崇拜。
In the past, I have listened to the preacher preaching a message using this verse.
過去我曾經聽過有講道者是以這個經文來講道。
He told us, remember your first love.
他跟我們說無忘初心。
Remember how much you loved Jesus when you first met him, and go back to that.
記住，當你第一次遇到耶穌嘅時候，你係幾咁愛佢，你要翻翻去從前嗰度。
Love him like you used to.
好似以前一樣咁愛佢。
But upon careful interpretation of such sermon, we may find that the underlying purpose of this message by Jesus is that while Jesus may not be questioning the sincerity of the love of the church members at Ephesus, he is reproving them for its diminished enthusiasm or dedication.
但是當你細心解讀這個講道的時候，你會看到耶穌未必是懷疑當時以弗所的信徒他們的愛那個真誠，而是責備他們的逐漸消失的熱切的心。
In other words, they don't love God enough, and they need to change and love God more.
也就是說他們不夠愛神，他們需要改變更加愛神。
And so only way to resolve this warning is for us to put more effort into loving God, and in the same way, putting more efforts into loving others, because love for God and love for others go hand in hand.
對這個提醒，一個補救的方法就是更加去愛神，而亦都是更加去愛身邊的人，因為愛神同埋愛彼此相愛是同步進行的。
And here's what would happen if we don't do this.
如果唔做，咁會點啊？
According to verse 5, Jesus removed the candlestick.
根據第五節經文講，耶穌就會拎走嗰個金燈台。
And candlestick is the church, so the consequence of the church at Ephesus not putting more effort to love God satisfactorily will result in its removal.
亦即係話，假如教會做唔到更加愛神咧，佢就係會俾神拎走。
At the least, removing the relevance of the church in God's kingdom.
最少咧就係廢除佢喺神嘅國度嗰個實質關係。
Or at worst, removing its existence altogether.
更加弊嘅咧就係可能係完全被消失。
It is a dangerous judgment and scary thought to have a church disappear from a particular land, But in church history, it has happened, and believe it or not, it continues to happen today.
这是一个很危险的审判，也是一个很令人惊的景象。 但是在过去的教会的历史，这些是曾经发生过的，因为教会是被拎走，而也是会继续发生。
Now, if you were to follow this reasoning, we should also fear personal consequences as well.
如果你明白这个论点，你也会为个人所面对的后果而感到害怕。
That is, if we don't love God more, we may end up losing our ministry or our jobs.
即是说，如果你不够爱神的，你会失去你的侍奉，你的位份。
Or worse, we may be struck with sickness, lose our financial capacity, or even our loved ones.
更加弊的是，你可能受到疾病的攻击，失去了赚钱的能力，也是可能失去你心爱的人。
However, and this is big, however,
这个很大的，但是,
such interpretation does not seem to align with the essence of the gospel message.
这个解读与福音的意义是并不吻合。
Which teaches us that it is God's love and His work on the cross that has saved us and will continue to transform us into the image of His Son.
福音的意义，我们知道是讲神对我们的爱，祂在十字架上的作工，祂为我们受死，拯救我们，也是继续将我们更新改变。
Apostle Paul informs us that God who began a good work in us will continue to perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ.
使徒保罗告诉我们，神在我们身上做好的作工，祂也继续令祂更加完善，直至到主耶稣基督再回来。So
rather than reading this passage in verse 4 with an emphasis on our love being lost,
所以当我们读第四节经文，与其强调这个失去了是我们的爱，
I want us to encourage us to look at an alternative interpretation that explains that what has been lost is not our love for God, but God's love we had that we would continuously need to experience in order to continue being the true light that we are called upon to be.
我想鼓励大家用另一个方法去解读，去明白我们所失的不是我们对神的爱，而是神给我们的爱。 我们是要不断需要经历神的爱，以致我们可以继续配得作为真光的呼召。Following
observations are evidence I consider to arrive at my interpretation of this passage.
接着是我这个解读的证据。First,
the meaning of the word translated as love.
首先是这个译为爱这个字。We
are familiar with the word agape and its meaning.
我们很熟悉阿加皮这个字，这个大爱这个字。
Love, in this sense, is more than a feeling. It transcends circumstances.
这个爱是多于情感，也是超越环境的。
Love is a commitment toward the betterment of another, fully investing one's whole, including our will.
爱是一个全心全意奉献的一个承诺，是想对方得到最好的。
I remember telling you my struggles with God when we first had Moses.
记得我同大家曾经分享过，当Moses来到我哋屋企嘅时候，我对与神嘅挣扎。My
resentment toward God grew out of my personal sense of injustice.
因为我觉得系好唔公平，于是我对神系心怀怨恨。I
thought I followed, sacrificed, and gave more to God than most other people.
我认为我 跟随神，我牺牲的，我所付出的，比一般人都更多。Therefore,
deserving of God's favor rather than what I perceive as misfortune.
因此，我认为神应该是给我更多的优待，而不是我当时认为的不幸的事。I
was disappointed and felt rejected by God.
我觉得是被神所拒绝，也觉得很失望。And
it took many years for me to fully embrace my son and the life God has given me.
我用了很多年时间才真正接受我的儿子，也是接受上帝赐给我的生命。But
even when I couldn't and wouldn't love God,
但当我不肯，也都不愿意爱神的时候，
God sustained me with His love.
神继续以祂的爱保守我。
So I can continue to serve God and His people.
我可以因此是继续是服侍神和他的子民。
See, agape love is not something that comes from me.
Agape love 这个大爱呢不是由我那里出来的。
It cannot be manufactured through my own means.
这个不能够由我自己制造出来的。
It is love that only God can give.
这个爱呢是只有神才可以赐给我们。
The word love used in the original Greek sentence is in the form of a noun which is used to identify a thing, in which this case is the word love, and it's not a verb which describes an action or demonstration.
在个希腊文嗰个原文嗰度咧，呢个爱呢个词咧系一个名词，而唔系一个动词，所指嘅系一个行动，系一个论证。
Secondly, the word lost in the sentence, grammatical structure, refers to a relational separation.
在这句里面那个失去那个字，在文法的结构来讲，是一个关系的离弃。
Third point, according to the text, is that church was doing a lot of things right.
第三点呢，就是这间教会当时做了很多正确的事。
Including preserving the sound doctrine.
包括是持守真道啦
，enduring hardship and suffering，
能够忍耐啦
，and not growing weary，
为耶稣嘅名受苦就不疲乏啦。
But despite all of that, Christ was willing to remove the church because option one, it didn't love Jesus enough, or option two, it has lost the love of God.
雖然如此，但是基督呢，他都是要将这个教会拎走，那有两个原因呢，第一，可能是他不够爱主，第二就是可能他失去了神的爱。
Which of the two options would make more sense in light of the gospel?
在福音的意义里面，哪一点比较合宜呢？
And finally, we need to look at the practical implication of applying the solution Jesus gave to the church.
最后我们要看看耶稣给教会这个解决的方法那个实际的含义。
It's number four. Jesus says, do the works we did, you did at first.
耶稣说行起初行的事。
So let me try to apply the plain meaning of this instruction.
让我用一个很简单的方法去解读这个教导。
So I asked myself, what was the first work that I did for Jesus?
咁我问自己，当初第一样我为耶稣做嘅系乜嘢咧
？Well, my answer is parking lot attendant.
我嘅答案咧就喺停车场做服务员。
I volunteered to be one of the parking lot attendants 6 months after I became a baptized believer.
我受浸成为信徒之后六个月，我就系去做停车场嘅服务员。
I sought out and signed up for it because I wanted to do something for God who loved me and accepted me despite being a sinner.
我担任这个侍奉是因为我知道神爱我，虽然我一个罪人，他仍然接受我。
As I recall, my heart to serve God was clearly at a right place.
我想回想来，当初这个侍奉的心是正确的。
However, is that the best thing I can do for God's church at the moment? Is that what I should do?
但是今天是不是这个我能够为神的教会做的最好的事呢？是不是我应该做的呢？
The truth is,I love Jesus more now than when I first began my relationship with him.
个事实就是今日我比当初更加爱主耶稣。
That's because we have gone through many different life challenges together.
因为我们一起面对很多生命里面的挑战。
I had my disappointments with him.
我对他有个失望的时候。
And he certainly had his with me.
当然他对我也有失望的时候。
We had faced adversities and experienced victories.
我们一起面对困难，但也是一起面对得胜。
As a result, I have grown in maturity, and I have learned and developed my gifts to better serve his church now than ever before.
因此我得到成长，也是更加认识到神赐给我的恩赐，去为他的教会有更加好的侍奉。
So should I go back to what I used to do in order to better love him?
是不是因为我要更加爱神，就回到当初我所做的事呢？
Is this what Jesus means?
是不是耶稣这样的意思呢？
I can safely tell us that everything that the first church did flowed out of God's love for them.
我想告诉大家，第一间教会所做的一切是完全因为神给他们的爱。
So I'd like to propose that The first love that was lost was God's love.
所以我想向大家提议的是，这个失去的最初的爱呢，是指神的爱。
And I'll help us to see that this interpretation will make better understanding of the letter while perfectly blending in with the gospel message of Jesus Christ.
我也都是会让大家更加明白这个意思是更加贴切地配合福音的意义。
Apostle John, the beloved disciple of Jesus Christ, tells us in 1 John 4:19.
信徒约翰这位耶稣基督很爱护的门徒，他在约翰一书四章十九节这么
说， We love because he first loved us.
我们爱因为神先爱我们。
What John means is that God doesn't love us because we love him.
约翰告诉我们听的是，神爱我们不是因为我们爱他。
We didn't start.
But
rather, we love him because he loved us first.
我们爱神，因为神先爱我们。
Agape love is of God and not of us.
这个大爱呢，是神的爱。
This means our love for God and others is a response to his love for us.
即是说，我们对神或者对其他人的爱呢，是对神的回应。
So our first love is understanding and experiencing his love for us all over again.
所以我们最初的爱呢，是明白，也是经历神给我们的爱。
Paul's prayer in Ephesians chapter 3 is very instructive on this point.
保罗在以弗所书第三章的祷告呢，也是提到这一点。
Paul prays that the congregation of Ephesus would be rooted and grounded in God's love.
保罗祈求以弗所的信徒在神的爱里面是有根有基的。
Through Jesus Christ,
透过耶稣基督。
And that they will continue grow in love that surpasses knowledge, so that they may be filled with all the fullness of God.
他们继续在爱里面成长，并知道这个爱是过于人所能测度的，并叫神的一切所充满。
Paul's emphasis was not that they would love God more, but that they would know more of God's love for them.
保罗他所强调的不是说他们要更加爱神，而是他们要更加认识神对他们的爱。
Are we able to understand the difference?
我们明白个分别在哪里呢？
So here's what I think may have happened to the church at Ephesus.
以弗所教会所发生的，这个是我想的。
We see through Jesus' commendation that church was working hard.
我们看到耶稣是加许这个教会是很努力地作工。
Properly discerning the right and wrong teaching.
他们能够正确地分辨真或者是假的教导。
And also even suffering for Christ's sake.
也都是为着基督的缘故受苦。
But they may have been doing all this without experiencing God's love for them.
但是他们做的这一切未必是因为经历神的爱。
As one author put it, they were trying and serve God through their own strength and willpower instead of being energized and animated by God's love and letting it overflow to others.
正如另一个作者所讲，他们很努力地去做这一切的，他是靠的是自己的力量，他们的意志，而不是藉着神的爱去帮他们，是浇灌给其他人。
Even in their quest for sound doctrine, the element of grace goes missing and it becomes legalistic.
即使在他们追寻真道的过程，这个恩典的元素也是欠缺，以致成为律法主义。
Can the church be removed because it doesn't manifest God's love?
那如果这个教会不能够彰显神的爱，它会不会被拎走呢？
If we go back to the metaphor of the church being the lampstand, if it doesn't hold the light, it doesn't have a purpose.
假如你翻翻去这个灯台成为教会这个比喻呢，假如灯台不可以发光，即是说它失了它的功效。
If the love of God goes missing in the church, what is church supposed to do? Where would it get its glory and power?
假如这个教会是欠缺了神的爱，那这间教会可以做什么呢？应该做什么呢？它的权力，它的力量由哪里而来呢？
I want to conclude my sharing with an example of God's love I had experienced at SBPG.
我想同大家分享我喺眾恩堂得到嘅由神而來嘅愛。
I have already stated that SBPG was the first church I encountered outside of my nationality and culture.
我已經係提過喺眾恩堂係我離開我自己個族裔嘅第一間嘅教會。
I remember when God first impressed upon me to consider it.
我記得第一次神感召我去考慮入嚟一間教會嘅時候。
I was very, very scared because it was a very, very scary decision to make.
我覺得好驚，因為呢一個係一個唔容易嘅一個好驚嘅決定。
My fear wasn't necessarily about how I would adjust.
我嘅恐懼唔係在於我能唔能夠適應。
But more for the children and how I would displace them from their ethnic background and tradition.
是有關我的小孩子，我將他由他們熟悉的那個族裔環境那裡移出來。
I was thinking, would that be okay?
是不是可行的呢？
And what if things go wrong and maybe they're discriminated against?
如果他們搞不定，被人欺負，那怎麼辦呢？
Anyway, I don't know if you remember, but my wife, when she had Adia, we had a drama, didn't we? Do you remember that? Korean drama, my wife.
我不知道大家記不記得，當我的太太抬著我細女Adia的時候，有一些很戲劇性的事情發生。
It was at about the same time that I was scheduled to go to a mission trip to Thailand.
當時呢，我是準備去泰國做短宣的。
And it was just a few days before I was to leave, my wife had some complications where Adia was standing straight up, and there was an image of umbilical cord surrounding her neck area.
在我出發之前幾日咧，嗰個 BB 咧 ，Adia 佢喺個肚入邊咧，佢係企咗喺度，咁個臍帶係纏住佢個頸嘅。
Doctor tried to forcefully turn her, but she wouldn't budge.
醫生係想好大力咁將佢調翻轉，但係佢唔肯轉。
And so finally, doctor arranged for a C-section procedure, and my wife was told. Doctor said, "You have 30 minutes. If the water would break, you have 30 minutes to come to the operating table."
於是咧，醫生就安排話，同我太太講，假如佢個羊水穿咗，佢喺30分鐘之內就要去到醫院接受手術。
So it was a very precarious situation. And so the night before my departure, a few deacons showed up in my house to suggest that I reconsider leaving.
咁呢個情況都係相當危險嘅。咁喺我出發之前一晚咧，就有幾位執事嚟到我屋企，就叫我不如考慮放棄，唔好出發去呢個短宣啦。
It was not an easy decision to make because we were finally able to assemble a full team for the mission trip, and we spent the entire summer preparing ourselves for the trip.
呢個決定咧係相當唔容易，因為我哋一整隊人咧係用咗成個夏季係預備我哋為呢個短宣預備。
First, I tried to explain to the deacons that, you know, such spiritual attack on me or my family has been happening quite regularly throughout our lives, especially during some important transitioning period of our spiritual journey.
咁我嘗試同啲執事講咧，就話喺我哋個家庭嚟講咧，呢啲每當我哋要面對一啲好重要嘅轉變嘅時候，呢啲屬靈嘅攻擊咧就發生嘅，我哋係慣咗噶啦。
But in the end, I respectfully requested that we all lift this matter in prayer in order to discern God's will.
咁當然我哋尊重佢哋嗰個睇法，咁於是乎我哋大家就同意話將整件事係交託俾神，我哋禱告。
And you know what happened?
跟住咩事發生
？Deacons graciously agreed, and we all pray together.
呢班執事係同意，我哋係一齊去禱告。
And when our prayer concluded,
当我们结束祷告的时候,
Jane, I remember, prayed for all of us and asked God to bless my journey to Thailand and keep my wife safe.
Jane 姐妹, 她为到我们全部人祷告, 她也是求神去保守我去泰国这个旅程, 也是保守我太太的平安。
And then the whole church arranged to set up a volunteer helpers to be present with my wife during my absence.
整間教會咧就安排好多義工喺我唔喺温哥華嘅時候，佢哋嚟陪伴我太太。
Toward the final days of my trip in Thailand, I was informed that Adia, the stubborn one, had turned her on, and things have become back to normal.
在我短宣的这个旅程最后的几天，我收到通知说 Adia 自己返回，这样就没事了，一切恢复正常。
And I remember sharing that news with a local missionary who was there, and she told me what has happened was a sign from God that our church has finally turned the right way. I don't know.
咁我將呢個好消息同當地嘅宣教士分享啦，佢就話呢一個就係神顯示俾我哋睇，我哋教會咧足遵之咧係回歸一個正確嘅路。我當時唔係好明點解。
I didn't know what that meant.
當時我唔明嘅。
But I do remember coming back to the church, and something really opened up for me and the members of our English congregation from that moment.
但我記得當我回到教會，當我是見到英文部的會眾的時候，我覺得有一些東西是為我打開了。
In my reflection, I was just so extremely grateful to serve at a church that was willing to place God's will above everything else and go out of its way to care for our need.
我很感激能夠在一間凡事以神的旨意為第一的教會那裡服侍，而大家對我哋嘅關懷係多過我哋所想所求嘅。
I remember feeling very proud to be serving at a church where our love for God was real and we loved each other sacrificially.
我能夠喺一間對神有真愛以及彼此無私嘅相愛嘅教會嚟侍奉，我為此感到自豪。
So it was your love and care for us during our time here that inspired hope for me to believe that God would graciously bless our church.
当我们在这间教会的时候，因着你们的爱，你们对我们的关怀，令到我是更加相信神是会恩典保守众恩堂。
That I believe that our church would be a better community in God's eyes than the one I walked into many years ago.
我亦都相信呢间教会比我当年初入嚟嘅时候会变得更加好。
And it was your love and acceptance that gave me confidence to continue to serve God in Chinese church context, which I am in now.
亦都系你哋对我哋嘅爱以及接纳，系令到我系有信心，今时今日仍然喺华人教会嗰度服侍。
I am serving at a Filipino Chinese community, which is totally different from this one, and I'm going through it all over again.
我喺一間菲律賓嘅華人嘅教會嗰度係服侍。
But I pray that we will continue to walk in God's love, as we have been for last 25 years, and pass on this love for our children to see and experience, so they can live in it as well.
我祈求我们继续在神的爱那里同行，就正如我们过去25年一样，而我们将这个爱是传给下一代，让他们同样是经历神的爱。
So as I leave you, I want to encourage you with Paul's prayer that I have already mentioned before. This is a New Living Translation version in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 14 to 19. Can we all read this together? We could do it slowly.I'm sorry, I don't have the Chinese version, but you can follow along. When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father. This is me for you. The creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep God's love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God.Happy 25th anniversary. Should I read it in Chinese? Okay, yeah, go ahead. I'm so sorry.
咁我同大家讀出保羅佢嘅禱告係喺以弗所書第3章14至19節。佢咁樣講： 因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地上的国家都是从他得名，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，藉着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，并叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
Yeah, I want to lift us up in prayer. Father, thank you so much for SVPG.
天父，感谢你，感谢众恩堂。
Thank you for all the members of the church that makes up this church.
感谢你这个教会里面每一位成员。
Thank you for the love that you have given them.
感谢你赐给他们的爱。
The love that we had experienced while we were here.
这个爱令到我们在这个教会的时候都是同样经历到。
That has blessed us and encouraged us and energizes us and animates us to this day.
这份爱保守我们，是一路是赐我们力量，直至到今时今日。
My prayer is that this church will continue to abide in your love.
我的祷告就是这个教会是继续是在你的爱里面。
And do all its work flowing out of your love.
所做的每一份作工都是因为你的爱而开始。
That this will perpetuate in this church.
也都是继续永恒地存
在。From generation to generation.
一代传到一代。
We thank you, God, so much.
天父，我们感谢你。
For helping us to be a part of this great church history.
多谢你让我们是有份参与这个好一个教堂，成为一份子。
We bless you.
我们祝福你。
And we bless this church.
也祝福这个教会。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.